interest in for Japan, and it's a great honor to be invited to our museum conference for an NGO that operates a website, a photo archive. And I decided to talk in English and not in Hungarian, though I'm from this country, because we badly need foreign connections, and I hope it is not a problem for most of you, and otherwise it can be translated. So thanks very much for the invitation, and it's the very first conference. I've been to many conferences, but it's not behind schedule, but in front of the schedule, so I can start 10 minutes earlier than it was scheduled. So the title is More and Less Than a Museum, Success and Failure at 6 years old for Japan Online Archive. Here you can see the logotype. This is well known in Hungary, and I think it is not very much known abroad. It is pretty much the most valuable non-profit brand in Hungary. This is how it looks. If you look at it, you can see the total number of photographs that you can... Here you can see how many it's about. There was an upgrade 2 days ago, so it's 75,000, roughly 75,000 photos. If you click at Frisch, that is fresh, you can only see the improvement. It is close to 2,000 photos that was uploaded the day before yesterday. You can search here, there is a forum, you can send emails to the editors and you can change it to English. And here you can see the number, and here you can see what is known about these photos. You can see the tags, and you can go on here there. You can download here in large resolution here. I hope all Hungarians know it. It's for the sake of foreigners here. These are the donors. If you scroll down on the website, you can find our donors. This is not online, so you can't do it, but if you click on any of the names, then only the photos donated by these donors come up, and you can browse these photos only. I just show you a couple of the early photos, some cute photos, a little boy or girl at the old Elizabeth Bridge on Gellert Hill, and this is a photo where from the weekend. We know that there was so many swimming pools on the river where people could swim on river water. The river was so clean that we could do that. Thanks to the efforts of the European Union and the taxpayers of the European Union, it is clean again. So soon we can have them back. That's a military competition, swimming competition for soldiers, because they wear the same uniform. Sorry. Let's go back. Yes, and also it's a great source for this building, because this tower is missing now in the west side. That is just a big lady and a small man. It's vague, him on Margaret Island. And that is a very nice photo from 1911. That building is, of course, familiar for most Budapest people. It's the Rózsa Völgyi music shop, and this is Leitersdorfer Dávid and Fia. This was a high-profile tailor shop, and this building was built by the son of the tailor, Béla Lajta, the famous architect. The father didn't want Hungarian as his name, because he said that if you can't change a tailor's name, you can change your name if you want to leave behind your family, but you can't change a tailor's name. Now, what is it? What is Fortepan Online Archive? This is a curated online free photo archive operating according to Creative Commons 3.0 standard. That means that name it and use it for anything, even for for-profit projects. You can use it free of permission, free of charge. No money is included. We scan ourselves. We don't accept scanned photographs unless they qualify and meet these specifications. Well, this is for specialists, but it's quite high resolution, because you can download high resolution photos free of charge from our website. Now, the Fotopan launch happened on the 20th of August 2010. There was about 5,000 images uploaded up front. It was not annotated at all, but it was in chronological order, roughly in chronological order.
Today there are 74,995 images. It's annotated and searchable. Here you can see Miklós Tamási. He should be here, not me, but he's just in a badly lit basement somewhere scanning old photographs. He hates public speech, so I'm of the team who usually talks. And this is from nearby. He's a very creative guy. He has other great ideas, other great projects. He was also the initiator of the 100-year-old houses festival in Budapest, or the Houses with Star festival. Fortepan team is partly a chain of autonomies, partly dictatorship, because we gather many archives or many finds, but it's Miklós Tamási, the editor and the founder, who decides as a curator what's on and what's not on. All started here. It's garbage day. I'm not sure about your country, or in Hungary, Fire Brigade about 40 or 45 years started this campaign in Budapest. Every season, neighborhood by neighborhood, Fire Brigade asks people to throw out what they don't need. And two young people started to pick up negatives, prints only, but mainly negatives. They couldn't leave it behind. These are the two guys, friends from secondary school. That is Ákos Szepesi, the other founder, but he dropped out of the project when the website became operational. It's very difficult to say how Fortepan is curated. Miklós Tamási is looking for meaningful photographs. When photography was born, there were tens of thousands of millions of photos of people looking into the camera, or families. There are very few of these photos are on Fortepan because they are not meaningful enough. This is meaningful for a family, but not for the public. Now, the chronological scope, originally, it was from 1900 to 1990. Now, we have earlier images, too, from the late 19th century, but not later. So this is very strict. The geographical scope evolved. First, it was strictly Hungary, then Greater Hungary, Austro-Hungarian monarchy, and a recent change. Hungarian tourists in the world, you can find all kinds of photos on Fortepan. Christian missionaries in China, and all kinds of things. Fortepan was a Hungarian brand, now defunct, and we chose that name. It seems to be really very good. People remember the name Fortepan very easily. Can you remember, man? This is a great man in the history of photography. This is George Eastman, who established the Kodak factory. Then in Hungary, there was a branch of Kodak factory. Communists confiscated it and renamed it Forte factory. So we are grateful for George Eastman for our name. Now, year by year, I want to tell you how we evolved. In Ivan, we launched the archive with the support of Open Society Archives. They donated the server capacity. We recently relocated it. It's on an American server at the moment, so we left them. Donors started to contact Fortepan, unfortunately not financial donors, but donors who wanted to give photos. This is one of the first photos, and you can see the tags in Hungarian and English. That is hat, fashion, picture, tranquility, braid, Budapest, high top shoes, and police vehicle, but I couldn't find a police vehicle. Some of the editors might download it in large resolution and found a police vehicle somewhere, because I can't make it out right here. And now year two, search capabilities appeared. The public forced Fortepan to create the search capabilities. They told us that they can't use it for anything, yet they can't search. There were more and more and more photos, and they needed search capabilities. There are two kinds of search capabilities now. Then business offers appeared. There were people who said that we give you money, you can go on as you wanted, but we all turned them down. No money was involved in that. Not it didn't arrive to Fortepan, and it never left Fortepan. Family donations appeared, and it was given a prize. This is a photo from the second year. Sorry, can I have a glass of water? It's a pity this beautiful pedestal doesn't have a place to put the glasses. So as you can see, there is this is under Chain Bridge, the oldest bridge. There is this little passageway, and the other end there is a horse carriage. So it's from the 1950s. So let's go on. In year three, exponential popularity growth came. Family donations don't seem to stop, and Fortepan was discovered by course book writers. Here is a nice photo. This is a Trabant factory. Trabant was a very popular car before the changes. I even had a Trabant car. It was not very fast. In year four, Fortepan signed a contract with Sumartin Foundation. So instead of a private person with a private bank account, it joined a relatively strong non-profit organization with strong capabilities in administration and in writing grant proposals. Then the origins of the Fortepan Iowa project emerged. That's quite a fantastic story. One day we received a letter from Cedar Falls, Iowa, of all places, where the University of Northern Iowa operates, a wonderful, relatively small university, and they wanted to copy Fortepan. And of course, we let them do that. And there is an Iowa. They wanted to collect Iowa photos, family photos. And I went to Cedar Falls at the launch of that event. And later on, I will show you some photos of Fortepan.us, and you find photographs from the state of Iowa, population 3 million. Now, in year four, we were offered art photography as well. So we are omnivorous, so we collect street photography or industrial photography, fine art photography, all kinds of things. This is a very nice piece. Now in year five, we actually launched the Iowa project, and that was a tipping point because we signed an alliance, or we came into an alliance with the Municipal Archives Budapest, and so we, this was a major point in the development. You can see the University of Northern Iowa at the launch party. There were about 160 people, and the dean of the university said, "This is a great day for Iowa." Maybe it was exaggerated. And this is how you can see www.fortepan.us. So it was a great feeling, because usually we import things from the United States, and it was the first time that they imported something from a small NGO in Budapest. Now, in the sixth year, we more or less realized that there is a problem with all the photos. The stock, I call it the cuteness fallacy. That means the majority of the of pictures are so cute, because in the interval period where most of our photos were taken, only upper class people had enough money to take photographs and to pay for the films, and they had funny family scenes. So this doesn't represent life in Hungary at all. This is not our collective history. If all the majority of the photographs, the overall majority of the photographs, are nice, cute, and we can laugh at it and feel great. So we try to push for non-cute photos, and let's show you something. This is we started scanning with the generous help of the Budapest Municipal Archives crime scene photographers of the Budapest police headquarters, late 1950s, early 1960s, and this is how, just to imitate how a petty thief just smuggles out bottles from his factory. And there are, you can see, thousands of crime scene photos on Fortepan, and we make a case of including photos that show the darker side of Hungarian history. Year six, also, we have one full-paid staff. Founder editor Miklós Tamási left his very well-paid job despite he has 4 kids to look after, and we have to find his living. Also, we contacted the general reporter with the largest readership, Index, or actually there was a cooperation with Index in the Notch Cape section. So they only have the right to tap into our non-published photo material, and every week we give them an idea what to write on, and they pay for us sizable, for them a very modest sum every month for our services. This is the only income Fotoband has, only regular income apart from one percent donations and occasional donations. Also, we have foreign contacts. Now, what is unique about Fotoband? This is, I try to summarize. There is a singular amount of public confidence towards Fotoband. I know that the wonderful historical photo collection of the National Museum is contacted every now and then, and donations are given. But it happens every week that we are called that, hey, we found a suitcase full of photos from Grandpa, do you need it? Of course we need them. A substantial portion of photos we are offered would otherwise be lost. And this confidence that is felt towards Fotoband boils down to volunteers, because it's based on volunteer work, not well-paid museologists. We are like them, and the donors note that the photos will ultimately be shared, not will be stored in the badly lit basements of the big museums and not even looked at, but it will be shared, and it will be shared for free. This year we tried international contacts, and we had some successes. This is a successful cooperation. This is Karl Lutz, the great savior of Budapest Jews in 1944. And 218 photos were given to us. It was a complicated process, took 6 months, but we are very happy with them. The Zurich archives that gave us to use it in a free way said that usually they charge for photos, but when we backed out of the cooperation, they said, okay, you do whatever you want. Yes, but even before this happened, as I told you, 1,500 images of George Kloss, pivotal photographer of the Fender Siecle, was given to Fotoband, and we shared it with the public. Why it is important? This was trendsetting. This was the first major public collection that took us seriously. We had connection with smaller provincial and religious archives that cooperated with us, and not any of the giants of the museum or public collections industry. Now, this is some of the Kloss photographs, very well known to Hungarians. This is Vörös Marti Square Center, Budapest, where none of these buildings exist. And a major big sculpture statue in the middle is still missing. So it's before 1906. This is the interior of a castle. This is the Millennium Exhibition, 1896. And I think it's Slavonian oak show. And this is a telephone central. Now, the method of publication, we usually publish together chunks about 2,000 images each. There is a newsletter that tells it. Now, we uploaded isolated images, later finds, later on private archives, and later on we tried to be the crusaders of free access revolution. We also uploaded versos. We have hundreds of versos, back parts of photographs, and I think this is a very nice collection. Why do institutions cooperate? Those who do, most of them don't, but those few who do, basically they consider us a publicity channel. So when we visited István Kenyeres, the general director of Budapest Municipal Archives, he was very happy because he was on the verge of contacting us, and he said that this was future on the way, and he wants to economize, or he wants to capitalize on the future, not to avoid the future. Also, they get physical prints and negatives for Fotoband. We don't collect physical photos. This is a burden for us, a nuisance for us. We can't handle them, we can't store them, we can't properly guard them, so we always give away the originals. Either give back to the families, if they don't need, we give it to the municipal archives now. Also, we have already donated photos to the National Museum too, and we received a very nice thank you letter from the general director then, without any accents, which was very funny. Also, they realized that they badly need crowdsourcing. This is about 40 past 40. There are about 100 people who try to find out what's on the pictures, and there are other hundreds who are their friends. So we are a crowdsourcing agency for old photographs in Hungary and in the world. The greatest thing was, and I still can't believe it, that the greatest Hungarian poetess was inspired by Fortepan photos, and she published a whole book, a cycle of poems, and a book entitled Fortepan. Can you see Zsuzsa Rakovsky's, perhaps the greatest Hungarian poetess, female poet in Hungary? And this book, published last year, won the prestigious Libri Literary Prize this year. So we are very happy and honored, and all went to the ceremony. And also we sent her a Christmas gift, a physical photo. This is the book. I know I'm running out of time, so I'll try to be quick. How digital copies of old photos are treated in Hungary? I think it is treated like anywhere else in the world. Ordinary people love old photos. Also, they don't respect them because they steal them whenever they can, and they boast with them on Facebook as if they owned them. I don't think it's a Hungarian trait. It is general human quality. Why some public collections thrown on Fortepan? That's a difficult question, because they do throw on us. They think we are unfair competition. And they think that we don't have to store physical copies. We make them look slow, even lazy, old-fashioned, greedy, jealous. Some of it, with due respect, may be true. I mean that we make look them that way. I don't think they are. I know that they are overburdened with all kinds of jobs we don't have to do. But we are sorry if they throw on us. Now, why we thrown on an FB group? Because we have our special problem. There is an FB group, Facebook group, Budapest on Old Photographs. They have 52,000 followers by now. It was established by a postman who loves Budapest, and then he started it, I think, 3 years ago. And it's really, really, really very popular. And it says in the introductory page, well, special thanks to the original, it is difficult to mention a full list of sources as the photos have been through the internet's melting pot and the pictures have appeared on several sites. That's their way of handling the sources of old photographs. So we throw on them and we try to grill them. I'm a member of the group, and I've been nagging them to tell the two sources, and then there's little improvement, but not much. We have a really, really nasty failure. Last year we produced a beautiful, beautiful wall calendar. We wanted to get this year's operating costs. It was available in 50 bookshops all over the country. We had free paper and free publicity for many papers. We printed 4,000 copies of it because we have 6,000 registrations on our newsletter and 20,000 likes on our website. We could sell 302 copies of this beautiful, beautiful wall calendar. We lost 2 million forints. I mean, it was not Fortepan who lost it, but Sumartin lost it. This is the memorable failure. Underestimation of appreciation. We really believed that we are loved by our public, but they didn't love us as to spend about 11 euros each at Christmas. Lack of market research and no active PR campaign. Okay, I'm finishing. This is a photo I couldn't get from a Leipzig, from Helmut Newton Foundation. That's me when I was very young. This was taken by Helmut Newton, and this archive didn't even tell us where they have it. And then we could do that. This is Karl Lutz, and this is a beautiful photo taken by Karl Lutz in 1944, Jewish Hungarians queuing up for false papers. Recent upload. Yes, this is the last thing.
This is a typical find. 2 years ago, we were contacted by an old lady that she found a box, box of photos, and in 1944, a family left it behind and said that they will come and pick it up. They never came. This is some photos from that. Can you recognize this man? He's significantly older now, some 80 years older now, but I think still his face. This is his father, this is in Moscow, and this is this man, yes? Well, this is billionaire philanthropist George Soros at the age of 15. So this is his family archive as found. Until his family left in 1956, not 1944, it turned out. And we have immediate ambitions for 2017. This is our immediate ambition. Ambitions by 2020, we want to survive until 2020. And the activism side, finally we agree. Well, we dream of a country where all museums are great guardians of the physical copies of pre-1990 analogous photos, but they all share what they have with the public that pays their costs, including me. All photos are on their respective websites, no watermarks, and downloadable free of charge. That's our dream. If laws dictate otherwise, let's change them. This is a never-ending story. These are the key volunteers who do that. And thanks very much for your interest.